And now, James Gravel.
Did you know that the Bible says we are saved by Christ's blood, but not by Christ's blood alone? If you were to ask someone who considers himself to be a Christian, what has Christ done for you? The answer might well be, he shed his blood on Calvary's cross to take away my sins. How true that is! In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 13, the Apostle Paul wrote, "In Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ." In the Old Testament, rivers of blood spilled from altars as people sacrificed the best of their animals as sin offerings, because God had made it clear that blood was required to abrogate sin. As early as Genesis, we learn that Abel offered God the firstborn of his flocks, while his brother Cain offered fruits of the ground. Genesis chapter 4, verses 4 through 5 tells us, "The Lord respected Abel and his offering, but he did not respect Cain and his offering." Hebrews 11:4 explains that Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Why was this the case? Abel had presented blood as a sacrifice. Cain had not. But little did people in the Old Testament know what we today know. It is not possible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 4. The millions of animals sacrificed in the Old Testament were merely a type of the actual future sacrifice for human sin, Jesus Christ. When John the Immerser saw Jesus walking toward him, he said in awe, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." John chapter 1, verse 29. The Apostle Peter reiterated that point in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 and 19, when he wrote, "You were not redeemed with corruptible things, but with the precious blood of Christ." But how does a person come into contact with Christ's blood? Paul answered in Romans 6:3, "Do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? So yes, we are saved by Christ's blood as we die with Christ and contact his blood during baptism. But before we do that, we first must believe in him as God's Son, repent of our past sins, and confess him as our Lord. All of these things are essential for salvation. Anything less is too little. Anything more is too much."
This is the gospel of Christ.